Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon. It's my next to my last podcast from downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of October 10th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this week is all about fresh energy and new beginnings. It started Wednesday last week with that new moon in Libra and then the end of the Pluto retrograde. And today is 10-10. It's the 10th day of the 10th month of the year. In many religions and spiritual paths, the number 10 is seen as the perfect number. It holds the vibration of one, which is all about new beginnings, and it holds it of that of zero, which is about the infinite open space where miracles can literally generate out of thin air. So combined, this energy is supercharged with potential. And on 10-10, there is double the luck and double the miracles. So this is a time to be present and pay attention to your life. Things have been so intense lately that you may have tried to even escape all the craziness by distracting yourself. Maybe with drinking and drugging, maybe you're eating too much, maybe too much social media or binging. Honestly, distraction helped many of us just to deal. But now that energy is shifting, and it's time to pay attention again. If we aren't paying attention, we're missing all the miracles of life that are happening all day long. So if you want a spiritual awakening or a better relationship with your guides or to follow your intuition more, the best thing you can do is to pay attention to life. Pay attention to what you see. Pay attention to what you hear, what you read, who shows up on your path. It's all important information. So paying attention allows us to connect the dots. It allows us to see the signs and the miracles that are happening all day long. So if you're feeling down, it makes a lot of sense that you'd want to escape reality for a while. But doing the opposite of that actually makes us feel better. If you're not paying attention, you're missing all the good stuff. And the good stuff is what makes life worth living. So during the COVID shutdown, I met with friends from high school, the cool friends from high school. We met once a month for a book club, and it was just a really fun way to stay connected during that time. But our last conversation, we talked about regrets in our life. And I don't have many regrets, and I've been thinking about this question a lot. I certainly regret times in my life where I could have shown others more grace. I mean, I could have been nicer. But one thing I do regret is not being as present as I could have been. My life has been amazing, and I feel like I've just scraped the surface of experiencing all that joy because I wasn't fully present. I was busy with work or my own drama or in my own mind, my own thoughts, and I wasn't fully present. So joy is one of the emotions that takes some practice to embrace. Joy gets no respect in our society. We bond with others over our misery and our problems, and we almost wonder what's wrong with people when they're too happy all the time. So most of us just don't have very much experience feeling joy. It takes practice to feel joy. And part of that practice is by staying in joy as long as possible. We tend to rush through the feeling. And while we'll linger in misery for, you know, hours, days, weeks, we tend to rush through feeling joy. So when you feel happy, try to stay in that feeling as long as possible. Yeah, we will feel the big joys of our lives. You know, when we have kids, you know, buy a home, we get married, the big joys, we allow ourselves to feel those a little bit because a lot of times there's stress around those. So we might get a little bit of joy out of that, but we're really missing all of the day-to-day joy in our lives, all day long. So allow yourself to feel and express joy. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to cry happy tears. It's okay to take a moment and, you know, to take in the beauty of nature, of a sunrise, of a tree changing colors, of kids playing at the park. And that's my work now, to be present so I can experience as much joy and as many miracles as possible. It's all here. We just need to be present and pay attention so that we don't miss it. So of the six planets that were retrograde when we started October, between October 6th and the 18th, four planets end their retrogrades and they go direct. And those four planets are Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury. And when that happens, the pace of life starts to pick up again. So Saturn turns direct today on the 10th. So astrologically, retrograde of Saturn, it's significant. Saturn is considered the planet of karma, and when it moves backwards, or it goes retrograde, it's in the phase of karmic rebalancing. So Saturn retrograde is associated with delays, obstacles, misery, debt, and even chronic health issues. So we are done with all that stuff now. Yay, it's the 10th and we're moving forward. So we're done with all of those things and we're finally moving forward again. And then on October 18th, Jupiter turns direct. Now Jupiter, my favorite planet, is the planet of luck and abundance. And this shift, when it goes direct, slowly but surely starts bringing more abundance into our lives. Jupiter is a planet with a pretty low-key retrograde, although it impacts our self-esteem because the planet governs personal growth and expansion. So if you've been feeling like not that confident lately, not really believing in yourself, that is about to change on the 18th. So when it goes direct, we get this extra boost of confidence and we start to feel more lighthearted and new opportunities start to pop up. And then for the cherry on top of all of this goodness, Mercury goes direct on Tuesday the 18th also. And then we are done with the last Mercury retrograde of 2021. So all of this together, we had that new moon, the four planets going direct, the energy of 1010, all of this leads to really big energy shifts. So if you've been feeling down lately, the energy shift this week should move you out of that. And we're all starting to move forward again with fresh energy. Some of us, we're all going to be experiencing it differently though. Some of us will experience this as baby steps when we're just like, yeah, it feels like I'm moving forward again. Like that could be it. Others of us are going to feel like we have been shot out of a cannon into a brand new life and reality. And for me, it's the cannon because I am packing up this week for my move to Bozeman next week. And then it's just full speed ahead into the next chapter of my life. It's all so exciting. And because of these retrogrades, for me, it has felt like for fucking ever to get to this point. So I feel so motivated that I'm finally here and finally moving forward. So this week, you're going to feel like you're in a new life. Things will feel different. You will feel different. So just be present. Pay attention. Watch for the miracles and the signs and allow yourself to feel joy. And that's it for the week. So next week, we will talk about that powerful full moon in Aries. It will be the last podcast I do from downtown Portland, Oregon. So as always, thank you for listening. Enjoy the energy shifts and that feeling of fresh energy this week. And I will talk to you again next week.